thoughtful blue eyes warm, and Christina had fallen hard. She'd known Grant and his brothers most of her life. She'd gone to school with him, but he was 3 years younger, and she'd barely noticed him. In the time between high school and his first legal entrance into Sam's Tavern, Grant had sure grown up. He'd become tall, deep-voiced, hard-muscled, and athletic. In the years following, while Grant and Christina had dated, then moved in together, Grant had grown up even more. Now he was a hot, tight-bodied man, successful, handsome, and he still had that kick-ass grin that had every woman in River County falling at his feet. The frozen moment passed. Christina saw Grant pretend to relax, though the hand he rested on the counter curled to a fist.
Four beers, whatever's on tap. Oh, make one of them a light.
Watching your weight?
Christina asked as she lifted four mugs between her fingers, arranged them in front of her, and positioned the first one under the tap. Grant didn't answer.
What are you doing here tonight? He asked. Thought it was Bailey's bachelorette party. Male strippers and everything.
He didn't meet her gaze when he said male strippers.
Starts later. I came in to help out a little.
Christina thumped one beer down in front of Grant, swiftly wiping up the foam that spilled out.
What about you? It's Adam's bachelor party tonight, too.
Grant shrugged. Heading there. My friends got thirsty.
Christina didn't reply, especially since one of his friends now sauntered up to lean beside him. She was the short-haired one and had big green eyes framed with so much mascara. Christina was surprised her eyelids didn't gum together.
We're always thirsty,
the young woman said, giving Christina a confident smile.
Keeping up with Grant is exhausting.
Grant's and Christina's gazes met. Christina saw Grant's eyes soften and stop short of rolling. He knew the girl was a bubblehead, and he knew Christina knew it too. Christina and Grant shared a tiny moment, the two of them connected, the deep friendship they'd formed long ago showing itself for a brief space of time. The glass at the tap overflowed and the moment broke. Christina snapped the handle up, poured out the excess foam, and shook the beer off her hand.
Just one light, right?
She thunk the glass to the bar top and moved the next glass under the light beer tap.
For me,
the short-haired girl said.
I'm trying to lose 20 pounds. I've already lost 6.
She eyed Christina as though she waited for her praise. Christina swept her a critical look and decided that if the woman lost even one more pound, she'd be skeletal.
Good for you,
Christina said without inflection. Grant didn't respond. Christina remembered when he'd once said,
I don't like skinny women. You never know when something sharp is going to jam you in the eye.
He caught Christina's gaze, and another flicker passed between them. Grant shoved mugs at the girl.
You take those two back for me, sweetheart, he said. I'll be right there.
The young woman gave him a sly look.
Better hurry.
She sashayed away, raising the glasses at her friends.
You taking them to Adam's party?
Christina asked as she filled the last mug.
Are they old enough? Maybe I should card them.
She knew they were legal. The girls had been in here before, but she couldn't help herself.
You know me better than that, Christina, Grant said, frowning. At least you should.
Christina finished the last beer, printed out his bill, and set it next to him.
No, I don't think I ever did.
Grant's brows slammed together. He pulled his wallet from his back pocket and yanked out a couple of 20s.
Keep the change.
No.
Christina swept up the bills.
I told you before, I don't want tips from you.
Anger sparked deep in Grant's blue eyes. Last fall at the rodeo grounds, Christina had worked a booth serving drinks. When Grant had bought some beer, then tried to drop a 20 into her tip jar, Christina had yanked out the money and burned it.
Just keep it, Grant growled.
He grabbed the last beers and walked away. Christina pretended not to watch his very fine ass as she counted out the change and slapped it onto the polished wood. Pretended, but she couldn't take her eyes off him. Every part of him looked good, back or front. Damn it. She swung around, snatched up more dirty glasses from the other side of the bar, and nearly threw them into the tray, holding back at the last minute.